Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM.
So don't be just anybody. Be blimp-worthy. Goodyear, more driven.
Welcome into the Gym Class for a Tuesday here on KGYM. Good show for you coming up. We are going to talk Iowa volleyball with head coach Bon Szymanski, and we'll also talk with the play-by-play voice of Baylor football as Iowa State and Baylor get ready to go at it in Ames coming up this Saturday. That, along with the look at the girls' state volleyball tournament and Kirk Ferentz meeting the media in Iowa City. It's all coming up on the Gym Class here on KGYM. And on this election day, we welcome you into the Gym Class here on 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM. Thank you very much for joining us here today. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer. Welcome to everybody that's coming in to the City of Five Seasons for the State Volleyball Tournament. We want to welcome you. Spend heartily at all our fine restaurants and establishments as you're here for the four-day run of the Girls State Volleyball Tournament. We'll get you updated on what's going on at the U.S. Cellular Center. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. We are presented by Third Base Brewery. By the way, that's a fine place to go if you're here for the Girls State Volleyball Tournament. If you're staying off the reservation a little bit from downtown, corner of Blair's Ferry Road, C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, call Kyle. He will give you directions if you're from out of town. Stop on by Third Base. Locally owned and operated, great place to come for the state volleyball tournament and the fine sponsor and presenting sponsor of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Scott and Mark with you here today, and we're going to talk Iowa volleyball with Bon Szymanski coming up, and we're going to talk as well Baylor football. We'll do that here in just a little bit. And I was down at volleyball today, had a good crowds down there, especially for the Lindmar Jefferson game. Both of the student bodies and both of the communities really turned out. So that was really great to see down there at the Cell Center.
Yeah, that got underway at 2 o'clock and actually is in the third game right now. As Lindmar won the first, Jefferson won the second. And last I looked, Lindmar was up 17-15. Perhaps you have an update, Scott. But, yeah, following along on Twitter, huge crowds for this game, and I would imagine throughout the tournament, some really good games at noon as well.
Yeah, and they are in the books right now. Cedar Falls started off a little bit sluggish, but the number one rated unbeaten Tigers, they took down Waukee 3-0. Waukee had a chance to win that first set, but fell, I think it was 25-23, 25-22, one of those, and then Cedar Falls really thumped them in the second and third sets out there. And then the other first-round matchup, number two, Ankeny Centennial, looking very, very good. Talented, talented group. And the Jaguars defeated their fellow CIML brethren, Dowling, West Des Moines Dowling, 3-1. And Ankeny and West Des Moines Valley going at it in the other quarterfinal that's going on simultaneously with Jeff and Lindmar going at it. And latest we got on Jeff and Lindmar in set number three right now. It is Lindmar up 21-19. But Lindmar won the first set. Jefferson came back to win the second set. Jefferson looked a little bit nervous in that first set, but found their sea legs and got the second set and knotted that thing up. And now they are nip and tuck. I would not be shocked if that thing goes five. In fact, I'd be shocked if that thing did not go five, to be quite honest with you. And then Xavier will take to the court coming up at 4 o'clock, West Delaware going at 4 as well.
Yeah, Jeff and Lindmar, two of the premier teams in town, if not the premier teams. But they've faced each other before, two very good coaches, excellent players. And you were remarking how many Division I players there are in this state. Just in the state tournament, but beyond that as well.
Yeah, beyond that, I think in the state tournament, especially in 5A, we were I asked Jeff Linder, who covers so well for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, and he had not counted, but I just, approximating, I got to think it's at least 35-40.
Mm.
And a lot of those, I mean, Ankeny Centennial, I believe, has four or five. I mean, Jefferson's right there, Linmar with a couple. Just up and down the line, volleyball. We won't ask specifics of Coach Szymanski, but we'll ask him about all of the Division I talent that is going through the state of Iowa right now. And we'll do that coming up in just a little bit. Happy basketball season, Mark.
Yeah, for sure.
As the college basketball tips off tonight, pair of games coming your way here on KGYM. 6:30, 1600 will break away from our local programming in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, as it'll be Iowa State opening up their season against the Hornets of Alabama State. Iowa State a heavy favorite in that one, Mark. And then that will be at 6:30 and 1600 a.m. 107.5, 106.3 FM tonight. UNI, the Panther lid lifter at home.
You're very familiar with the opponent.
Close to my heart for this one. From the Northern Sun Conference, your Fighting Beavers of Bemidji State University will be making the 8-hour trek down, probably on a bus. And they will take on the UNI Panthers.
You have family from that area.
Mom and dad live up there. My brother and his wife and family live up there in Bemidji. So, yeah, the Beavers are coming down. They don't want any part of the Beavers in hockey.
No, God, no, no.
Division I hockey at Bemidji State, but Division II in all the other sports. And that'll be the season opener for UNI. Iowa season opener comes up on Thursday night as the Hawkeyes will take on University of Missouri, Kansas City. The Fighting Kangaroos will be in Iowa City coming up on Thursday night. And then, of course, the opening night always features the Champions Classic.
Mm-hmm.
With Michigan State, Duke, Kentucky. Who am I missing?
Kansas?
Kansas, thank you. And they have re-upped that thing for another 3 years, I believe, or 4 years through 2022.
Yeah, it's Michigan State, Kansas, and then later on Duke, Kentucky tonight.
Yeah, so good basketball. Now, is it going to be great out of the chute? No, and it really annoys me the fact that everyone is talking about not that the college basketball season is getting underway. And if you would like to comment, you can. 319-366-1600 on the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. What everyone's commenting about is the fact, oh, who's going to be the best-looking pro prospect tonight in these two games? Zion Williamson, one of the three guys from Duke. What's it going to be? No, college basketball is underway tonight, folks. But being a college basketball junkie, that's what I'm looking forward to. But now college basketball has kind of deteriorated into a farm system for the NBA for a year. That's why that needs to be changed, Mark Dukes. Zion Williamson probably wouldn't be playing if it wasn't for the one-and-done rule tonight, among others. So just my thoughts about it. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in.
I was just reading the text line a little bit. Hertin and Stocker Jeweler text line.
Is it good?
319-366-1600.
They mad at me for talking about college basketball being a farm system of the NBA?
No, not at all.
Oh, good. Okay.
And I got with the new G League contracts, do you think it'll change at all?
No. I mean, you're seeing more and more guys.
Williamson's not going to go to the G League for $125,000.
No, and he's
not. He'd rather go to school for 5 months, apparently, and then go to the NBA, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But we're talking about the fringe guys. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The fringe guys out there that leave college basketball too early, go to the NBA, and then get lost in the shuffle. And those are the guys, I think, the 125,000 that the G League is going to offer is going to help to keep those guys in the United States instead of having them go off into Europe.
Perhaps.
We'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in. John Morris is going to join us, by the way, coming up in just a little bit, and we will talk Baylor football. Bears trending upward a little bit. And they will be in Ames. That'll be coming up on Saturday. We'll have that game for you 12:30 with the pregame with John Walters and Eric Heft. West Moines Valley has beaten Ankeny 3-0. So that one has ended. So it'll be Valley and Centennial in one semi, and then it'll be all MVC in the other semi. So
we'll keep you up to date on Jefferson and Lindmar. Kirk Ferentz met the media today. Audio coming up on the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. Kirk, I said it feels like a trophy game with Northwestern.
We don't need another trophy.
We don't need another trophy.
No.
But if there was one, what would you call it? Sean Beyer from Cedar Rapids Kennedy apparently out the rest of the regular season. Hope to get him back for the bowl game.
That's too bad. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in. And I know Todd and Alex are going to talk about possible play trophy game, should it be a trophy game, but you just can't create tradition. Tradition is just something that is born onto an event, I think. Now, we'll see. We'll see. I hope you can't have every game be a trophy game. What is that? You can't have too much chocolate cake, Mark?
A little bit of chocolate cake goes a long ways.
Yes. A little bit of chocolate cake goes a long way. So, Lindmar wins game 325-21. Jefferson is out to a 3-0 lead in game four, though. So my prediction is
could very well be headed for five.
Is
yeah.
Looking good right there. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to Bon Szymanski coming up here. After our break, we'll keep you updated on what's happening at State Volleyball Tournament. But we're going to talk some college volleyball when we come back with the University of Iowa head coach as the Hawkeyes get ready to host top 10 rated Nebraska at Carver Hawkeye Arena coming up tomorrow evening. Back to talk to Coach Szymanski after this.
There was a time when you knew the name of the grocer, the banker, and the tailor. Simpler days when a rotary telephone was the most advanced communication device anyone had. That's the world Hertine and Stocker Jewelers opened its doors to back in the 1940s. A bustling downtown with friends stopping in to browse, buy, or just say hello. And no matter how busy a shop might be, you were always warmly greeted and well taken care of. Willa Dickens began working with customers in those distant days, and he raised his boys Terry and Tim to understand that it was the way you made people feel that genuinely made a difference. You'll sense it when you step into Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. Even though you'll be surrounded by today's most beautiful jewelry, you'll recognize the lost art of service that has been carefully maintained. Come see what's in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all your favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
You guys want to do it? Ryan Peck drives to rural towns every week, bringing music to kids who need it most.
From the top, ready?
He dreams of showing people the importance of music in a child's life. American Family Insurance is helping make that happen right now.
Keep on sunny side, always on sunny side. Keep
American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Back with you here in the gym class on KGYM. We are calling an audible here today on the program. Unfortunately, John Morris, the Baylor play-by-play man, sick'em, by the way. He always ends his conversations with us with sick'em, because that's the moniker of the Baylor Bears. Unfortunately, had to go into a meeting, so he is not going to be able to join us today. And we do apologize on behalf of John. He apologizes to everyone in Eastern Iowa as well. I really was looking forward to talking with John, because just to see how things are moving. Everybody knows the backstory on Baylor football. Everyone knows this backstory about Baylor men's basketball. Even before that, with the unfortunate murder and whatnot, and then Baylor football going through what they did with Art Briles. Just to see how things were progressing in Waco. And they're 5-4, I believe, right now, on the cusp of a bowl. Which, if you can get Baylor 6 wins this year after what they went through last year, I think that's looking promising.
3-3 in the league, right behind Iowa State.
Right. A huge game coming up for both teams. Iowa State, if they want the Big 12 championship game, they have to win out. There's no doubt about that. We all know. And, yeah, I was just interested to talk with John and apologize for that. But try to get him back on for basketball season as that gets closer and closer. And it is basketball season. We're going to talk some basketball now that we have the opportunity to do so. We'll do that after we talk to Bon Szymanski, who will be joining us here in just a couple minutes. Yesterday was Iowa Wrestling Media Day, and we're going to talk to Mark Ironside coming up tomorrow. Our first visit with the Hall of Famer. And it's people, whether it's in the middle of summer, whether it's in spring, whether it's wrestling season, the number one guest, I think, on this radio station that people ask about is Mr. Ironside. So mark it down. Tell the friends and neighbors. First appearance will be tomorrow. Brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance.
Clear the decks.
Clear the mats, maybe, would be the better way to do it. Tom Brands was in rare form yesterday. What was that? The sitting on the back of the couch like a fat cat in the sun? That was good. So was that a better line than taking on the universe?
No, I'm partial to that one.
Taking on the universe?
Yeah.
I like taking on the universe.
Well, let's see what Mark has to say. But I think a pretty promising season ahead for the Iowa Hawkeyes. You've got some big-time returnees and national champion Spencer Lee and Marinelli and Kemmerer and Bowman and Wilkie and Stoll and right on down the line. And then you've got some newcomers. Jacob Warner, who's been in the program, and Austin DeSanto, one of the...
who was the guy everybody wanted to talk to yesterday.
Yeah, Pat Lugo, transfer from Edinburgh. We're going to see how all the pieces fit together with Mark tomorrow.
We'll ask Mark if there is a chance. Is there a chance for Iowa to claim a national championship this year? A lot of people think that this could be the year to break through against Penn State or Ohio State. So a lot of still things have to happen and go your way.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what people are thinking.
Well, I don't think either one of those teams on Iowa's schedule this year, regular season. Iowa will wrestle in the Midlands. I'm not sure if either of those teams will be there. Typically not. But it's quite possible Iowa will not see those teams until the Big Ten championships.
Yeah, until the Big Tens, and that will not be in a dual form. That will be in a tournament form out there.
In Minneapolis.
Yeah. And the national championships, I believe, out Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, yes.
Out east. So not in the Midwest this year again. 322-319-366-1600 if you'd like to talk a little wrestling while we wait to talk some Iowa volleyball here in just a couple moments. Bon Szymanski is going to be joining us. Iowa volleyball coming off the win over the weekend against Rutgers. And also, they welcome in Nebraska coming up tomorrow. So... Nebraska always one of the top teams in the country.
Yeah, Iowa was on a tough streak there. Lost 5 in a row, but three of them to nationally ranked teams, including two top 10 teams. So a bit of a rough patch, but coming down the stretch here, I know Bon hopes to have the girls finish strong.
Yeah. Last night, pro football. You heard it right here on KGYM on our FM signals. It was Tennessee knocking off the Cowboys 28-14. And just by it was knee-jerk reaction night in Dallas in the Metroplex last night. And a lot of people saying if anything is going to get the wheels in motion for the firing of Jason Garrett, it was going to be that performance last night as the Cowboys fall to 3-5. On the season and not out of it. The NFC East certainly is not the strongest division in pro football, but a lot of people calling for Jason Garrett's head last night and today.
The problem is with the Cowboys, it's not Jason Garrett necessarily. It's not Dak Prescott necessarily. It's Jerry Jones, who cannot keep his fingers out of the pie.
Who is the first person to make himself available for the media.
How many owners have a radio show every week?
None.
That I know of.
None that I know of. Jerry Jones does. Jerry Jones.
As an owner, he can do whatever he wants.
True.
But I think he's the big problem.
Has too many spoons in the souffle, if you will. I mean, he's general manager. He's owner. He thinks he's coach. Player personnel guy. I mean, he thinks he should do it all.
Any coach that goes into a program wants to have control over personnel. And I don't know how much Garrett has control of the personnel. I don't think much. A small percentage of it with Jerry Jones. I mean, it's not a good foot. Tennessee's not a bad football team.
No, they're not.
But Cowboys facing, you know, trying to get back to 500 last night with a week off and just tied at halftime but miserable in the second half and end up losing.
Yeah. Of course, Washington helped them. But terrible news, Brandon Scherff out for the season for the Washington Redskins, the former Hawkeye All-American. And Washington lost three players in that game against Atlanta at home on Sunday when Atlanta came in and blitzed them. And you got to think the Eagles are in pretty good shape now with the Redskins' injuries. So we'll see how that plays out as far as the NFL is concerned. Update you what's happening at volleyball. Set 4, Linmar leads 14-11 over Jefferson. Lions lead 2-1. So that is ongoing, and that is the only quarterfinal that is still underway in 5A. 4A will come up later on, and then 3A, 2A, and 1A will go at it tomorrow. That will be all at the U.S. Cellular Center, of course, in Cedar Rapids. And again, if you're on your way here, welcome in to our fair city. Appreciate it out there. 319-366-1600. Going to talk to Bon Shemansky coming up in just a little bit. Mark Ironside joins us tomorrow. And Chris Liss of rotowire.com will be joining us coming up tomorrow. Dave Koken on Thursday. Kevin Lehman will join us on Thursday, his first appearance. We'll talk again with Kevin on Thursdays this year about the world of college basketball. Looking forward to that. And as we mentioned, that starts up tonight. And we can talk a little bit more about that here. But we do have a Dr. Pepper prize pack. Why don't we go ahead and let somebody out there win that?
Perfect.
Dr. Pepper prize pack. 24-pack of regular or diet Dr. Pepper going out to our winner right now. If you've been a winner over the last 30 days, please hold off. Let some of our other listeners have a shot at it. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is the phone number. Caller number 6, you are going to pick up a Dr. Pepper prize pack as well as a pint glass. Not a shot glass. Where's my hat?
Well, you like big shots.
Pint glass from KGYM and some Dr. Pepper prizes as well. So we'll get the winner from Kyle when we come back.
Today's the day to get motivated, to be inspired, to start listening. And now with Audible, for just $14.95 a month, you get any audiobook of your choice and 2 Audible originals. Plus, for the first time ever, exclusive fitness and wellness programs all included with your membership. And if you don't like a book, exchange it at any time. So make today the day you start listening to Audible. Start your 30-day trial and get your first audiobook for free at audible.com.
Here's a gift you can open early. Up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $500 in instant savings now at the Home Depot. Like a Whirlpool stainless steel top freezer refrigerator, just $528. As far as your other gifts, no peeking. This is how to get Black Friday savings early on appliances. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. While supplies last. Instant savings require a minimum purchase of 2 select appliances to qualify. See store for details. Valid through November 29th.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shear she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Before you start your next project, save big on the Craftsman 51-piece mechanics tool set at Lowe's. Includes drive tools, sockets, extension, and a 120-tooth ratchet with a 3-degree arc swing, perfect for tight spaces. Backed by a lifetime warranty, it's only $59.98, so you save $20. Get your hands on one today at Lowe's, the new home of Craftsman. Offer valid October 31st through November 7th, while supplies last. See store for details. U.S. only.
Back in the gym class for a Tuesday here on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn comes your way from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. 6:30, 1600 a.m. will break away for Iowa State men's basketball. Cyclones get the season started against Alabama State coming up tonight. The UNI Panthers, meanwhile.
Oh, baby.
They get their season started against the Bemidji State Beavers coming up tonight. The A.J. Green era officially getting underway. By the way, AJ's younger sister, Emerson, did a very good job today as setter for the Cedar Falls volleyball team. And already with a oral commitment to play her college basketball for UNI. Mm. And Tanya Warren coming up in a couple years. So going to be another good one. And Cedar Falls will have an equally good basketball team this winter as they did last year. And equally good volleyball team as well. 3:30 right on the button here, waiting for Bon Szymanski, I believe, getting out of practice here for his Iowa volleyball team, and they will be getting ready to call us here, and we'll talk some volleyball with Bon Szymanski coming up here in just a little bit. As to update you, the last score we got, 20-15, Linmar on top of Jefferson in set number 4, make it 21-15 right now. So Linmar very close to, I guess it's not an up. They're very close. They're 4-5, so that would not be an upset in my book. And that would be the second straight year that Linmar beat Jefferson at state tournament.
Yeah.
So that's we'll see how that plays out, if the Jayhawks have a comeback in them or if Linmar will advance to take on Cedar Falls coming up. Speaking of high school sports, Thursday night we've got high school semifinal playoff football for you. 1600 a.m. at around 8 o'clock, and I throw that out very, very gingerly. 5:30 is the first game of 3A. Sergeant Bluff-Luton is taking on Western Dubuque, and depending on the length of that game, the second game, the Xavier game, scheduled to begin at 8:15. It has been our, it's been our recollection over the years that 8:15 is not exactly usually the starting time for that second game, so... Play it by ear. We'll have it for you in 1600 AM, KGYMradio.com, KGYM Radio app, myself and John Hegarty from the Unidome in Cedar Falls.
Should be a fun game. And
1-2.
Yeah, yeah.
1-2.
You know which team Iowa State beat last week in football, right?
Yes, Kansas.
Fired its coach.
David Beatty,
which may... probably not strange or unusual or unexpected, but the strange part to me is he's going to coach the rest of the year.
Which makes no sense.
Can you imagine? I get fired after the show, but we'd like you to continue through the end of the year, Mark.
Please don't say that.
No, I don't know why I use myself as an example, but isn't that odd? Why would you stay on the rest of the year? If you're not wanted.
I don't know. I'm with you. I thought that was very, very unusual. And, hey, it's Kansas football. And you and I were talking about this, and this is going to relate to more of our older and in-the-tooth listeners today. But we'd love to hear from you. 319-366-1600 out there. If you remember back before Bill Snyder, Kansas State football was... morbid, was awful. And then Bill Snyder came from the Hayden Fry staff and turned things around, got stadium named after him. And if you think Bill Snyder, by the way, is going to be fired at Kansas State, You don't fire, as you put it, Mark, you don't fire a guy whose name's on the stadium.
He will go on his own terms.
He will go out under his own terms. Now, if that happens this year, next year, a couple years down the road, as K-State is having a little bit of an offseason again this year, that remains to be seen. But Kansas State football was morbid. And we, you and I were talking today, what's worse, Kansas football now or K-State football back in, what was it, mid to late 70s, even to the early 80s?
Jim Dickey and Stan Parrish era.
When it was bad. Bad, 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 bad. You and I went into Manhattan and beat up Kansas State during that era. Beat them up. Didn't win the game. Beat them up. That was how, not to you know, belittle you and I or anything like that, but that was back before you had those. It wasn't the era FCS football back then.
Right.
And you and I came in there and really clobbered them. Really clobbered them out there.
Iowa State, or Kansas State, was really bad. I remember the first game. I was covering Iowa State football for the Gazette at the time, and this was the early 80s, the Donnie Duncan era at Iowa State. And I remember my first trip to Manhattan. First of all, and stop me if I've told you this story, I fly into Kansas City, and I'm in the waiting for my connecting flight to Manhattan, and guy comes up to me and said, "You ready to go to Manhattan?" I said, "Well, yeah." Said, "Follow me," and I go out on the tarmac and get in this two-seater with him, and off we go to Manhattan. Just him, and he said, "You want to sit in front or back?" I said, "Let me throw my stuff in the back, and I'll get in the front." My first experience going to Manhattan.
And,
then
and
you
it's
get,
not very far from Kansas City
no,
to Manhattan.
And then you get to the stadium, and it's a glorified Kingston Stadium. Nothing against Kingston. It's a great high school facility, and it's been around for 60, 70 years. But it, after being to Texas and Oklahoma and seeing those stadiums, you got to Manhattan, and Jesus, it was horrible.
Yeah.
And that was part of the problem. What player would want to go to Kansas State with that kind of facility?
319-366-1600. We welcome everyone that's leaving the U.S. Cellular Center. Linmar beats Jefferson 3-1. So it'll be the Lions and Cedar Falls. And that will be coming up on Thursday. It's Tuesday today. That'll be coming up on Thursday morning. And those will be 10 o'clock matches out there. I really believe David Beatty got fired for two things. Number one, they beat TCU. Three wins this year. The recruiting was getting better. You check that off the list. Play on the field getting a little bit better. The problem was you had, and great for Iowa State people to come down, and Iowa State's having a terrific season, but when Iowa State has two times as many people as you do in your home stadium, and you have about 7,000 people, from what I was told, at Memorial Stadium in Lawrence, that looks bad, and that sounded bad. When the Iowa State crowd starts yelling, defense, defense, and you can hear it plain as day, that is a bad look. And the mismanagement that Kansas football had in that game, whether they took a timeout or not, they had personnel problems. They had people running in and out, having to take timeouts, not being able to take timeouts with people running in and out. It was just a disorganized mess out there. And I think that was another one of the reasons why David Beatty was fired.
You ask me if this situation is worse than Kansas State's back in the day, and I would say they're similar. Bill Snyder went into Manhattan, turned that program around not once but twice, and granted, struggling a bit this year, but that was one of the great turnarounds in college football history right there. Mangino came into Kansas
yes.
not so long ago and led that team to a conference championship, did he not?
He
2011, did. 2011, 2012, something like that.
With Reising, yep.
It's not like it can't be done. Now he got in a little bit of trouble.
Got in a lot of trouble
there. But it's not that it can't be done in Kansas, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Gale Sayers will tell you that.
It's been many moons since Gale Sayers has been on the plains at Lawrence going through there. 319-366-1600.
He might not even claim Kansas anymore.
Yes. Yes. Yep. 338, hoping to get connected up with Bob Szymanski. By the way, Mark in Cedar Rapids, not you, is the winner of our Dr. Pepper prize pack today. So congratulations going out to Mark. We do appreciate him listening to the show here today. Mark Ironside joins us tomorrow, and Chrysalis will join us coming up tomorrow as well on the Wednesday edition of the program. Mentioned college basketball coming up tonight, as it will be the Kansas, Michigan State, Duke, and I should have wrote this down, man. Hit it to me again.
What do you need to know?
The four teams that are playing tonight.
Michigan State against Kansas.
Okay. Duke.
Duke, Kentucky. Yes.
Going at it this evening. Great way to start college basketball. And those are, of course, at neutral sites. And you will get your Power 5 teams playing one another at neutral sites. You know,
but North Carolina's playing at Wofford tonight. At Wofford.
Must be somebody on this roster that's...
Wofford's in North Carolina, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Nickname?
Terriers.
Nice.
If Bond doesn't call 10 minutes of trying to stump Scott on college nicknames coming up, if Jeff Johnson was here, you would never get one by. Never get one
Cal
by.
Cal State Santa Cruz.
Is that the
banana peel?
Banana peel. Yeah, those guys. Those guys. They're not Division I, though, so.
No.
Yeah. I have to draw the line somewhere at Division I.
You're only Jeopardy in Division I.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. And I'm ready for college basketball. Iowa State, I'm anxious to see the Cyclones tonight. Anxious to see Kentucky, Kansas, Michigan State, and Duke go at it coming up tonight as well. That's going to be must see viewing. Also out there, want to see. I mean, you and I obviously, the Beavers are not going to put up much of a fight tonight. They might for a half or so stay in it, but you and I is going to pull away. Iowa State probably will not have Cameron Lard coming up tonight, but want to see how the point guard situation is going to play out. Want to see some of the freshmen, how they're going to play out tonight for the Iowa State Cyclones, and see how they will look out there and how they're going to interact with Wyler Babb, Wiginton, and people like that. That's what I'm looking forward to tonight.
I'm looking forward to you and I being at full strength. The Fife and the Millers battled an illness, which I promised to look up, but I haven't yet, Scott. But he's been out for the exhibition portion of the season, and I think once he gets back, you and I could be very formidable as well.
Yeah, because Fife can move as a middle, and we heard Ben Jacobson talk about the fact they want four guards in there and one big. Doesn't have to be the biggest guy in the world, but we'll see. We'll see. 341, hoping to talk some volleyball with you coming up here in just a little bit, so stay with us. It is the gym class coming your way on a Tuesday. We'll talk a little bit about what Kirk Ferentz had to say today in Iowa City as well, so stay tuned for that. You're listening to the gym class on KGYM.
You have some mighty impressive power. Spend a dollar locally and bam! It returns an average of 3 times more to our community than spending it somewhere else. Buy here to have a direct positive impact on all of us. Here's some places to start. Wine Styles Tasting Station isn't just a unique experience, it's a whole new category. Come in and choose wines based on taste rather than region or varietal. The warm surroundings are reminiscent of an old world wine cellar. Phelan's is one of the longest-running family-owned home furnishing and interior design spots in Cedar Rapids. They understand each nuance of interior design and will help your house become a home or your business say more about who you are. It's never too late to learn to play, so whether it's your child or you, Fairfax Piano can set up private, customized piano lessons in their studio or in your home. They also care for pianos by offering tuning and light service. Use your power for good. Return an average of 3 times more to our community with the Buy Here program from the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance. At the gym, we're big fans. Hop on board and buy here.
2-time Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. An evening with David Crosby and friends. Saturday, November 24th, Paramount Theater. David Crosby, playing all the classics. Tickets are on sale now at the Paramount Theater box office and ParamountTheaterCR.com. Produced by Pepper Entertainment. An evening with David Crosby and friends.
High school football playoffs head into the semifinal round this Thursday night on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join John Hegarty and me Thursday at 8 on 1600 AM for a Class 3A semifinal as number 1 Xavier takes on number 2 Council Bluffs Lewis Central from the Dome. It's a much-anticipated meeting between 3A's unbeaten powers. The Saints look for their 25th straight win against a Titan team that is making their first-ever appearance in the Dome. That's Class 3A semifinal football. Number 1 Xavier versus number 2 Lewis Central. Thursday night at 8 on 1600 AM, the main gym, KGYM.
Come here, man. Back in the gym class at 344 here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Kirk Ferentz met the media today in Iowa City as the Hawkeyes get ready to take on the Northwestern Wildcats. And Kyle was down there, just got back a little bit ago, is busy putting audio together for local programming here. And we pull you away from that for just a moment to give us a little insight on the Kirk Ferentz news conference today. How did that go?
You know, really not... Really not a whole lot, if you can believe it. There was not going to have alternate uniforms this year. That was confirmed today, or at least from the sounds of it, unless barring a big surprise from the sounds of it, it would be a surprise to Kirk as well. Not going to have alternate uniforms. Another, Matt Hankins is healthy. They plan to use him. He's missed some time, but he was asked if they plan to maybe redshirt him this season and kind of salvage that eligibility. He does not sound like he's planning to do that. There also was a little bit of talk of, you know, like, the Hawkeyes are in a position, coming into the season, you had Manny Rugumba and Michael Ojemudia. Neither of them were playing, and so he was asked if Julius Brents and Riley Moss, if he expected that they would end up playing so much, and he said no. And then he kind of said that it just sounds like he's going to give opportunity to whoever he thinks is best at cornerback, and I know that is pretty much the situation at any position, but it kind of sounds like he came into this season looking for guys to kind of show up at that position, and those are the two who did, and so those are the two that are playing.
What did Moss and Brents have to say about it?
they
that's right.
Didn't get a
Kirk doesn't allow first-year players to talk.
That was the subject of your sports view today.
It was indeed, and to capsulize, I mean, Kirk Ferentz, I admire the heck out of the guy, but this is an antiquated policy that was caused by a player or two a few years ago saying, first-year player saying something ill-advised. And my point was, I read a lot of high school stories, as you guys do too, and many of them quote athletes, high school athletes, some of them as young as freshmen. Every player in this Iowa football team has dealt with media through their high school careers. And all of a sudden, you get to your first year in college, and you have a muzzle over your mouth. Not that you can't say anything stupid as a third-year sophomore. I don't get it, guys.
Antiquated is a good word for it. I mean, there's a few aspects of the program. I mean, you could maybe say some things are outdated, but I think Kirk Ferentz might actually, he might admit it, but then say that he's not going to change anything. That's just the way he likes to do things.
Well, yeah, and that's fine. That's his prerogative.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's the only coach that has this policy. I think it's brilliant that he takes away Facebook and Twitter for the duration of their career.
I'm with that.
I mean, I wish I could excuse myself from it sometimes. But to not be able to be interviewed today or after the game, you know what? A point I made in my sports view was that what if Moss or Brents had made a game-saving interception in the end zone? Now, Iowa Sports Information in the past has gotten
quotes
from the guy, but no reporters are willing to or able to question the guy just because he's a first-year player.
Yeah, is it time maybe to take a look at that policy? And in the day, I think, yeah, it was a good policy.
If you can trust him to go on the field, you can trust him to handle an interview.
That's an interesting way to put it. If you can't trust him in front of a microphone, can you trust him on the field? I kind of like the way you put that. One more thing while we're talking about freshmen, one thing for Iowa fans to keep an eye out for. Tyrone Tracy entering this year was a guy, he's from Indiana, I believe, but really good just kind of a very dynamic, versatile athlete. He can get in the running game, the passing game. Some people were expecting to see him this year. Haven't seen him a whole lot yet. He's actually played in two games, but hasn't contributed a whole lot. It sounds like we're going to see him down the line. He's already played in two games, like I said, so he's not going to be able to play in every single game from here on out. But Tyrone Tracy will be on the field for the Hawkeyes at some point.
Ivory Kelly Martin's a go.
Yep, he's good. He was there talking. Not even a concern.
Sean Beyer is going to be out for a while.
Beyer's going to be out for a couple weeks, and from the tone of it, they haven't said what that injury was yet. But at no time has Ferentz even said it's week to week. This is the second week in a row where he just said he's going to miss a couple weeks. And I saw him as I went into the facility today. He's still on crutches. Mm.
Tyrone Tracy, another guy from Indianapolis, from Decatur Central. You mentioned Julius Brents, the young man out of Indianapolis as well, out of that football factory, Warren Central. And I was trying to get a couple big time guys out of Warren Central for next year's class that are still out there that are not committed as of yet. And you know, Brents is a guy that could have, I don't think Kirk is fully divulging in that one. I think he was a guy that could have came in and played at least the four games. I don't think there's any doubt about that. As the amount of talent, I would agree as far as Moss is concerned. I think that guy took everybody by storm, and it was the perfect scenario as far as getting him into the corner mix in there, being a walk-on out of Ankeny Centennial.
You mentioned Ragamba and Ojemudia. Ragamba's left the program.
Yep.
Ojemudia has fallen down.
That's
apparently Moss is better than Ojemudia, or he wouldn't be on the field.
That's kind of the biggest, when I look at the cornerback position, that's kind of what I wonder, because I'm with Scott. I don't mean this to disparage Riley Moss at all. Julius Brents is very, very talented. I think, give him another year, give him another 2 years. Julius Brents is a very, very good player. But then on the other side, again, not to disparage Riley Moss, but is he what did he show that made the coaching staff think he's better than Ojemudia? We've seen Ojemudia play well. He's got, not a ton of experience, but he's got more experience. And I'm just surprised that Ojemudia is, completely absent at this point.
We don't see practice, though.
That's true. We don't see practice.
Some talk, I shouldn't say widespread talk, but some talk of the feeling that this is a trophy game, Iowa Northwestern. I don't think anybody was advocating for the creation of another trophy, right?
No advocating. Yeah. Kirk just made a comment that, it's not a trophy game, but the way these games always end up played out, you just come in. There's a certain, I don't even know if hype is the word, but you come into this game, both teams know what they're, preparing for. It's going to be a close game. And so I think just in that vein, there's anticipation like a trophy.
Is it time for a moratorium on trophies?
I think there's a lot of them already.
Iowa, Nebraska. I mean, it's a great, the backstory behind it, the Heroes game, to honor somebody from each state that is a hero out there in the eyes of others, that's fine. That's fantastic. We didn't need a trophy for the game, though. It just seems like, we talked about this before, thrown upon us at that point, but let Iowa Northwestern just be a good Big Ten game.
Iowa-Minnesota, to me, is the trophy game. I mean, the Floyd of Rosedale, the history behind it. The Heartland Trophy, I like. I like Iowa-Wisconsin. Iowa-Iowa State, I suppose, in a rivalry game like that. But I mean, if you have Northwestern, don't you have to have Illinois, too?
Oh, God. What are we going to have for Rutgers?
Nothing.
And the natural rivals that
no,
Iowa
that
just
was Purdue.
Played.
That was Purdue. Yeah. The natural rivalry from back in the Legends and Leaders days out there. Apologize. Apparently, we went 0-for-2 today. Us and a whole lot of major league hitters can both say we went 0-for-2 in our careers. But it's just one day. We're going to be back. We know Ironside's going to be here
we're
tomorrow.
We're in a home run tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah, we know Ironside's going to be here, and we know Chris Liss will be here as well. So get your fantasy football questions ready to go. Chris's spot is brought to you by Imon Communications and, of course, Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance on Johnson Avenue. They are the sponsor of the Mark Ironside segment. And if you're wondering about high school wrestling, yes, we're going to talk high school wrestling once the season gets upon us. Probably the last Tuesday of November, I'm thinking, that we will talk with K.J. Pilcher and Wyatt Schultz from The Predicament, K.J. from the Cedar Rapids Gazette as well. So a lot of wrestling in the offing. Basketball gets started tonight on the college side of things. Women's college basketball is going to get started as well toward the weekend. The Iowa women with an exhibition game coming up tonight. So a chance for Lisa Bluter to get out there and see what the Hawkeyes are going to look like without Kathleen Doyle tonight. So she is going to be out for about anywhere between 4 to 8 weeks, the way it sounds, for Iowa women's basketball. Just can't catch a break.
No. Seems like every year, something. Tania Davis, prior years.
Somebody comes down with a knee injury.
Yeah.
At all that time. Yeah. Anyway, so there you go. That'll be coming up tonight down at Carver Hawkeye Arena. And it's three. Mm. That's the best. You know, that's just the perfect scenario the way this thing has gone here today, that would happen behind the scenes over there. But at any rate, we've got basketball coming your way tonight again at the state volleyball tournament today. We had Jefferson falling to Linmar 3-1. Linmar will now take on Cedar Falls. Cedar Falls 3-0 over Waukee. It was Ankeny Centennial 3-1 over Dowling. And it was West Des Moines Valley knocking off Ankeny 3-0. 4A's coming up. You got
Xavier
that?
About ready to take the court against Pella.
That is correct. Xavier and Pella meeting again. Wow. Yeah. That's hard to believe.
They meet in every sport, don't they?
That's hard to believe. And then I think West Delaware is going at 4 o'clock. Is that true, Mark?
That is correct.
West Delaware will be on at 4 o'clock as well. So get on down. And again, if you're here for the U.S. Cellular Center and the State Volleyball Tournament, we welcome you to our fair city. And we hope you have a very, very fine time. And we hope you tune in tomorrow to hear us talk to Mark Ironside at 3 o'clock, as well as
Chris. If Ironside cancels, we're going to cancel the week. No, we're not.
No, we're not going to.
We'll be with you.
We will never, ever cancel the week. But, yeah, if that happens, we will have a scoop tomorrow. But Mark's going to have
I'll drive out to Apparel and get him.
Well, you may have to drive to a tree stand is actually the problem. So we'll get him in here one way or the other. So that'll be coming up on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Again, UNI and Bemidji State coming up tonight at 7 o'clock on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Iowa State and Alabama State. The pregame comes up at 6:30 tonight on 1600 AM. 107.5, 106.3 FM. You'll stay with local programming and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 6:30 until 7 o'clock tonight. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Know someone who'd like a power tool for Christmas? Get a Ryobi combo kit now at the Home Depot at a new lower price of $99. That'll save you $50. Get a Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus drill and impact driver kit with two lithium-ion batteries that power over 125 Ryobi tools for $99. And get an early start on the holidays. This is how you take care of your Christmas shopping list. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through January 23rd.
Getting knocked down on the football field makes you tough. But getting back up makes you tougher. At Goodyear, we call that determination. A willingness to put in more hours, more reps, and more heart to reach a bar that's sky high. Because the Goodyear blimp doesn't show up for just anybody. So don't be just anybody. Be blimp worthy. Goodyear, more driven.
What would you call a toilet that cleans itself? Impossible? Magic? A pipe dream? At American Standard, we simply call it a 4Max toilet. 4Max flushing technology gets the bowl 2 times cleaner than standard bowls with just water and is available in a variety of styles and options. And listen up, plumbers. Now through November 30th, you can receive a $25 incentive on each 4Max toilet purchased. Enter code RADIO on my4max.com to learn more on rules and enrollment.
Ready for some good news? Life insurance is more affordable than you think. Ready for some even better news? Your coverage can start today. An eFinancial agent is ready to help you select the right policy from the most trusted life insurance companies. And it's all done over the phone.